I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the podcast that tested positive for being badass. The gentleman hopefully on your screen right now, if Poseidon does it correctly, comedy legend, survivor, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward, and you are Pantelis, and both of us know how to use ring lights. and the other guy is Poseidon. He's the ring light king.
Yeah, so that's not how they work, Poseidon, but it's okay. It's a valiant effort. It's a valiant, you tried. You gave it a good go. So Poseidon is producing this episode from his apartment because he has tested positive for SARS-CoV-2 and HIV. But the thing holding him in is that one.
Wait,
is
what?
The SARS-CoV-2. Yeah, yeah, we know, yeah. Poseidon. Thank you. I like how you're showing proof.
Yeah, like we wouldn't believe you.
Sorry, boss, I'm serious.
I've taken pictures just in case, bro.
I was sure you'd get COVID way before this.
Yeah, this is actually surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people got COVID, but I've noticed, like, Pantelis, you didn't get COVID
nope.
yet. I didn't get COVID. It's a illness for peasants. Yan, Poseidon, and Tom Hanks.
What is Poseidon doing? Poseidon, are you fucking around right now? What are you doing?
No, bro. The web page isn't working.
Well, why do I need a web page for?
Because when I said Tom Hanks, he was going to Google him.
This is what he looks like. It doesn't matter whether he's home or in the studio. He's going to sabotage this goddamn podcast one way or another.
So you, Poseidon, you were with your in-laws during the holidays?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you
girlfriend.
Brought COVID to them, right? They didn't give it to you?
No, he brought it to them.
I guess. I don't know.
I guess. I don't know.
Bro, look. You never know where you catch these things from, bro. I was at the mall. There was a ton of people, bro. It was fucking
mad. That might be where you caught it.
First, though?
Huh?
Who got sick first? Did you get sick before they did?
Yep.
Yeah.
Then you brought it. That's pretty much how it works.
No, but I was staying with him. You know?
Yeah, that's how you gave it to him.
Yeah.
But I didn't bring it from Montreal, though.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Oh, so you don't count it as bringing because you didn't bring it from your house. It wasn't homemade. You got it from a mall in Quebec City.
Yeah.
So it's their fault because you got city.
Bro, but you can't blame anyone on this shit, bro. It's an airborne virus.
I'll blame people.
Because you're a piece of shit. That's
I'm
why.
A piece of shit. You're a piece of shit for not blaming people. I blame Fauci. I blame the Chinese government.
Okay.
But sorry. Or we could go Poseidon's route. Blame regular human beings. Oh, I'm sorry, Poseidon.
Hey,
blame everyone else. Blame the unvaccinated.
What?
Call them racist and misogynistic like the Prime Minister of Cuba, Canada, did this week. Did you see that, Mike?
No, I didn't see that.
That guy lost his mind. He went on Quebec TV. He went on some talk show. And he started saying the reason why there's a spike in cases now is because of the unvaccinated, which are like a small fragment of the society now, and because they're misogynistic and what else do they say? Racist. This is a man who repeatedly wore blackface.
And they're misogynistic? That's why Poseidon has COVID?
Yeah.
Because he's misogynistic?
Yeah.
It actually makes sense, though. What the fuck does being misogynistic have to do?
They're trigger
with
words.
Getting a fucking virus.
Yeah, they're trigger words. He knows what he's talking
about. Fuck.
Yeah.
Systemic racism brought COVID to Quebec City.
Yeah, brought it to the mainstream.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck is wrong with people?
So, Poseidon, what kind of news stories did you bring us from your neck
of
the woods?
Well, first off, I got to fucking stop sharing my screen here and then reshare it. Because a bug happened.
A bug.
Okay.
And
what's the bug?
Great. Now it's not reading my webpage.
You're great at this.
Bro, this is fucking frustrating. Oh, it's frozen. It's not responding.
Shine the ring light at it.
Yeah, put the ring light closer.
I got it.
Put the ring light closer.
Yeah, so Poseidon's video isn't good, but the audio is fucking on point, though.
Yeah, the audio is better than ever, yeah.
Yeah. I updated the drivers. I tweaked it a little bit. So the first story we have is, as you can see here, a squirrel on New Year's... for Christmas, went on a rampage and bit 18 people in 48 hours.
What kind of news are you bringing us?
So I guess...
How do they know it's the same squirrel?
Did you go to an elementary school and you're like, what are the kids talking about?
Yeah. What's up, kids?
Yeah. You heard about the squirrel that bit 18 people? That's epic shit, bro. Yeah. I got to bring that to the masses.
He's getting his news stories. He's calling people. Can I speak to Timmy?
Yeah.
Sir, are you a pedophile? I'm a newscaster.
Hey, you a pedophile? I'm a newscaster.
I work for the media.
Yeah. Fucking with your coke glasses. What kind of dude? What are you trying to tell us with this story?
I'm just saying, like, this squirrel really wasn't in the Christmas spirit.
Could it be a bunch of different squirrels? So how do they know it's one squirrel biting people?
Squirrels look alike.
Well, hold on. They all do look alike.
Yeah.
Let's scroll down on the story here for a second. All right. Let's see. Injuring a staggering people just 2 days before he was put down by a vet.
Got a great connection. I didn't hear the first part of that.
Yeah. I didn't hear anything. This podcast has COVID.
Yeah. You literally gave the podcast to your in-laws and to the podcast. I mean, you gave COVID to the podcast. Yeah.
We're going to have to quarantine two drink minimum for 2 weeks.
Can you guys hear me now?
What?
We can hear you now, yeah.
Yeah?
Who said that?
What? You guys,
that's so bad. No, it's very bad. You just get pixelated and your audio cuts out.
I don't know why your face is blurry, but your box of Kleenex is fucking crystal clear.
Froze. Look at that.
Yeah, I'm bugging. Yeah. Like,
this is fucking crazy.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is...
Let me ask you a question. Are you? Is this live? It looks like you're in a Bosnian village hut.
Look, bro. I have a very old computer.
It looks like you're the coolest kid in a Bosnian village. The way you're dressed. I get new glasses from America. Look, all prostitute Instagram use this ring light. I use too. You're using it the wrong way. No, people have to see it. People must see I own ring light.
If not, how will they know I have success?
I am like Warren Buffet. I am just like him. Very successful.
Oh, God. That TV in the back doesn't even work. He just found it. He stole it from IKEA.
Yeah. So the IKEA plastic TVs. Look, I have American IKEA television set. Jesus, Poseidon.
God damn. Is it working better now?
I'm just curious. Is it your computer or is it the internet?
I think it's computer. A computer.
It's 100% the computer. I built it back in 2012, the computer.
You built this computer yourself?
Yeah.
But isn't it using the web browser right now?
But I guess now with the three cameras and then once I add the web pages, it fucking starts to get bamboozled over here, bro.
So
look,
it's our fault?
Bro, it's these fucking squirrels, bro.
You know what's great about this lockdown? We have three studios, and we're doing this on the web with Poseidon from a fucking cave.
Yeah. And plus, we have...
ISIS has better computers than me.
Yeah.
We have two brand new computers, and we're like, let's get the guy who built it himself 11 years ago.
Well, Poseidon, next week we should be back in studio, but if we're not, I'll produce next week.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, I need a new computer, bro. I'm going to build a new one.
Maybe you shouldn't build it. Let someone who knows what they're doing build it.
Yeah.
No. I know what I'm doing.
Do you have non-squirrel related content for us?
Yes, I do. Right. Hold on. Let me get rid of this. This was bad.
Rabbits.
I just found it funny.
In other news, two rabbits attacked a lady. Okay.
A circus seal demands equal pay.
So there was there's a school district in New York City that basically they banned the Jingle Bell song. Because
it's
of its
fucking
racist
homophobic.
Past. No, because of its racist past. So
what?
The reason why they banned it is because, the reason why the Brighton Central School District superintendent said research has shown it initially may have been performed by white actors in blackface in the 19th century.
Oh, Trudeau was around for a while.
Yeah. Why was that song sang in blackface? Like, how does being in blackface make that song better?
But they wrote it's that not, it's song... Not even...
They wrote that song. They were like, you know, it's missing in this song of fake black guy dancing.
Yeah, you know, what's missing in the lyrics? The N word. We can't say that. Hold on a second. I have an idea. We're going to fool everyone. Give me that shoe polish. I got this.
Oh, God. So it's not even confirmed that it was performed by actors in blackface. Apparently, it's only allegedly. Like, it's they're saying.
Who alleges that?
I don't fucking know. How can you cancel
Jingle Bells because of blackface, alleged blackface? And Trudeau has fucking 19 pictures of him wearing blackface and people keep voting for him.
Yeah, it doesn't.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
Rogan's guests were right. This is fucking mass psychosis. This is crazy.
Yeah.
So wait, it's banned in a school? They just can't sing Jingle Bells?
It's in the primary school.
Why were they singing Jingle Bells in school? Is that like, I don't remember singing Jingle Bells in school.
You were suspended.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. This was part of, they said it's part of the curriculum anyways.
Part of the curriculum.
Part of the curriculum.
I got a B in Jingle Bells. Why? Not enough N-bombs.
Timmy got to be in Jingle Bells because he's not racist enough.
Yeah, it's so stupid. So Poseidon, do you realize that you have Coke glasses on?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. How do you feel? You feel 100%?
I feel good. I'm just a little congested, and my hearing comes in and out. Like sometimes my eardrums get congested, and like I can't hear well.
Your eardrums get congested.
I get like because like it's inflammation, right?
The mucus is going back.
I think you're not blowing your nose right.
Yeah.
When you blow your nose, do you put your thumbs over your nostrils and then...
Maybe you're pushing the boogers back into your head.
No, but when I blow my nose, my ears unclog.
Okay. Jesus
Christ. He's like a cartoon teapot.
Yeah. You're like a broken human being.
You know what you look like, though, for real? You look like, in the 80s, a fat music producer that got HIV.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
You look like Luis J. Gomez's dad if he wasn't dead.
Yeah. Did you? Is that a back scratcher?
You have a back scratcher. God damn it. God damn it.
A back scratcher. He has a halo. He's dead right now. He's reporting live from heaven.
Oh, shit, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's coming at you, bro.
Yeah.
I thought it wouldn't be worth using the video here, but people, there's many a laugh to be had if they pay attention to this video.
I was worried my video would be shitty because I'm at my country house and the internet here sucks. But my video, it looks like I'm fucking 19 years
ahead of him
in the future compared to Poseidon. Looks like I'm calling him from the future.
Poseidon,
Is it really that bad? It doesn't show on my end. It shows me crisp and clear, and then it shows you guys fucked up.
You're not. Look, man, you're fucked up.
That's both of us that are.
Yeah. Look, man.
I'm just saying on my end.
On your, bro, you're fucked up, number one. But number two, the decor of everything, the house, the drape, all that stuff makes it really feel Bosnian.
Yeah?
Yeah, and the pixelated. It looks like you're trying to scam me into something. You're like, my friend, I call you on Skype. Listen, you want to invest?
Look at my books, bro. Look at my books. I have a book collection right there. My video game collection right here.
What book collection? Those are three books. Right, one of those is a magazine. That's a pamphlet. That's a pamphlet.
Those are like 18 books, bro.
What are they?
I don't know.
Oh, he cleared up. You saw that? As soon as the lie came in, the pixelation left. he lied. Even the computer's like, hold on a second, bro. Let me clear things up. What kind of books you got there, Poseidon? What is Poseidon's book club reading? Ah. What is that?
The subtle art of not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about one
page.
You're
in,
page one?
Done. No, no, 1/8 the other
I'm
way.
Page one.
I love the way Calvin is.
It's a good read. I've been reading it for 3 years.
Do you have the non-pixelated version? The 50th.
Am I still pixelated?
Yeah, what is that? The 50th Laws of Power? Yeah, yeah. It looks like a Bible. Okay. What else you got? Hey, how come you skipped that blue one? What is that blue one?
It's Mein Kampf.
Notes on directing, of which you do a lot. Okay. As long as you're reading useful stuff. An actor prepares. Konstantin Slatislavski. You live like Tommy Wiseau. William Shakespeare. Yeah, bro, he's never read any of that.
Yeah. Those are all books you stole from someone.
Yeah. And then he tells girls. He's like, look at me. I'm a learned man. Secrets of Infinity. 150 answers. What is that? To the enigma.
To an enigma.
Which enigma?
The Secrets of Infinity.
Hold on, what does that... Tell me one of the 150 secrets.
I haven't read this yet.
Oh, I'm shocked.
Are you going to read it?
And this is a picture book. What does it say? Michelangelo. He accidentally got it. He thought it was a Ninja Turtle.
It looks like you stole someone's order on Amazon.
That's my book. That's the complete fiction of H.P. Lovecraft. Did you start reading?
Yes, I did.
What do you think?
I love it.
No, no, not the cover. You just like the book. I mean, do you like the stories?
I love it.
Yes, I like
it. I love it. I read 3 pages.
Have you read any pages story.
Yet? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm at the 4th story, but there's like 83 of them.
Yes, there are many tales of the dark, of men in caves.
Oh, and the one I got recently is this one. Hold on.
Playgirl Magazine, December 2021. What is that?
What? Why doesn't he have real curtains?
They are curtains.
Those aren't curtains.
Those aren't curtains.
That's a sheet. Bro,
that's someone's sheets. Or the Art of War.
It's leather bound.
It's a leather bound book. Yes.
Yeah, those aren't. Those are sheets.
Those are sheets, bro. That's someone's sheets.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're curtains.
Do they open? Can you open them?
Yeah.
Go open your curtains. Go open your curtains. I think they're 2 sheets.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are kind of curtainy.
Okay.
I mean, they work. They're sheets, but they work.
Or they're 2 pillowcases.
Yeah.
I like to think they're 2 pillowcases.
Welcome back, ma'am.
So right, what I'm did back. You get your girl for Christmas beside COVID?
I got her like a supersized hoodie blanket.
Supersized.
Yeah, it's like a really big hoodie, and inside it's like really soft. It's really comfortable.
What do you mean by supersized? Like
so you gave like her one of your old hoodies?
Yeah. What do you mean by supersized? You're like double XL for each. Like how fat do you think I am? What are you trying to tell me?
No, like this one goes down to the feet, and like instead of putting a blanket over you, you just walk around. It's like a permanent blanket. It's like a blanket, yeah. But a shirt.
Yeah, I don't think she's going to walk around in public with that.
But it's pajamas for little kids.
Okay.
No, it's for the house.
I got that for my 8-year-old niece.
Yeah.
No, it's for the house. So she stays warm. Like she's that. Cold because she's always cold.
Well, yeah, because you don't put your fucking heat on.
Yeah.
You don't steam the house enough.
And I got her a makeup organizer.
A makeup organizer? What do you mean?
So like you told her she was fat and ugly.
Yeah. Look, cover up and cover up.
Next year, I'm getting you a burka.
Yeah.
If you don't learn this makeup thing.
He's fucking hilarious.
I got to get her new gift. Tomorrow's my wife's birthday.
Happy birthday. And,
thank you. And she had told me, I asked her, what do you want? And she told me, she said, a customer came in. She had this perfume. It was amazing. I want that.
Nice.
So, but she said, it's not available anywhere. And I got her perfume like the day before we left. And so, but they gave me the perfume and they gave me two little samples too of the perfume. So I was like, oh, I'll trick my wife. I'll tell her that I couldn't get the perfume, but I got her some little samples. So I gave her one of the samples and she goes, ah, this is disgusting.
Oh, no.
But oh, I bought a fucking box with the perfume another thing of perfume. It cost me fucking $400 for perfume that she hates. And then she goes, this is disgusting. And then we had friends over for New Year's. And she gave the perfume to her. Because when I saw she hated it, I was like, okay, that's what I got you. Here you go. That's your fucking birthday
dummy
present. And then she gave it to her friend. And then she goes, here, we got you this. And then her friend goes, that perfume's disgusting. And then she said, I'll give it to my mom.
Oh, they hate each other, these people. But did you get the wrong perfume?
No, I got the exact same. She told me, she said, the new Alien by Thierry Mugler.
Alien?
So, that's what it's called. So I got her the right one. But she fucking hates it.
But Alien sounds suspiciously not good.
Yeah, but she's the one that told me. She was like, it smells so good. So I'm going to go to the fucking pharmacy in my little village and get her a gift card for, I don't know.
Another whatever. Perfume store.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what they'll have, because since this is a town with two stores, I figure if they have a gift card, it'll be either for the pharmacy or the supermarket. Well, the grocery store.
By the way, I found a loophole. There's, you know, in like my building, there's always passive aggressive people. And now with all the rules, they added new signs and they say basically in the elevator, you're only allowed to be there if you're in the same bubble.
What?
In the same bubble.
Why did that make you so angry?
Yeah.
What? Oh,
did it make me angry?
What? What?
Show me your face, Poseidon. Show bubble. Us your what? Face. Go back to the triple cam. So only if you're in the same bubble. And when you walk around the building, you got to be fully masked, okay? These are the rules. So I'm at the top floor. So every time I go down, I'm normally the first person. I'm the only one in there, right? So now I have people by the balls because if they come in, I'm alone and they don't have a mask. When they complain, all those other rules. Like, yeah, the rules are also you got to leave. Yeah. we're in different bubbles. You wouldn't know this if you were coming in the elevator. So now I got them in a weird predicament.
Oh, shit.
Because it's like, well, you can't complain about it. You shouldn't even know about it. You can't be in here. This is my solo elevator now to go down to the garage. You fucking dummies. Because one rules, you know, circumvents the other.
Yeah, it doesn't make any fucking sense, bro.
Yeah. So, because in their head, they're like in the same bubble. It's going to be like five people live in the same family or whatever, you know. But me, I'm the one going down the garage and I'm the first one. So anytime it stops, I don't mind. I let people in. But if anybody complains, oh, you have to have your mask on. Get the fuck out, bro. If you're going to, it's either we were breaking the rules together or you're getting out. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Like my girlfriend, she tested positive also for COVID and her boss is like, nah, you still have to come in.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah.
What? Where
like, doesn't she like, work at a pharmacy?
No. Not the pharmacy told her not
she
to
go in.
She
works for her suicide hotline?
No. Another place.
For the battered women.
Oh,
so
yeah,
her boss wants her to give COVID to women that are all bruised up. Listen, bitch, you got a black eye. I want you coughing and wheezing too.
There's one way to forget about abuse.
And everyone's making it up as they go along. She's like, it's up to me to handle this.
Who? What do you mean? Handle what?
The boss.
What are you talking about?
Her boss is like, it's up to me to decide.
Decide what?
Who comes in, who doesn't.
Well, I mean, all of it is suggested, right? If you want, you go spread it everywhere, but it's stupid. The whole thing is, now the CDC said it's 5 days. 5 days. But that's after all your symptoms are gone. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where the province is. You should know that when your symptoms are gone, then you start counting. Are you still sick? You seem out of it.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I got sick that one, like, badly, like, that one day. Bro, I had the flu. Bro, my whole body was killing me the whole day. I could barely walk up the stairs, bro. I was fucking
shivering. But that's every day.
No.
You've never met a stare that you liked.
No, if they're too long, it's like, okay, bro, when are we getting there? That's a different story.
Bro, what is this? National Stare Day.
So, my halo's off again. So, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, and I had the shivers, bro. I was like, bro, I was standing. I was like, I was shivering, which has never happened to me.
You've never shivered? What are you lying?
Were the people that you infected, were you asking them to get you soup and covers?
No.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Number one, why'd you say that's never happened to me? You've never shivered. You've never had the flu. You've never
been cold?
Oh, okay. Last time I had the flu, it was in my teenage years, bro.
But you've never been cold?
Cold? Yeah.
So why are you saying you've never... You said that's never happened to me.
Not to the point of like... shivering.
Imagine him having an actual problem and having to explain it to a doctor. And then every time I go to the bathroom, I go... What do you mean? You beatbox in the bathroom? No, for my asshole. It goes... You know? It's just him trying to explain he has diarrhea. There's explosions. I never felt it before.
No, but the next day I was good. I'm just still a bit here, congested.
And the ears.
Yeah, you mentioned your ears are congested also.
That's what they say, though. Long-term COVID is taste and ears.
Ear congestion.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah, like I have a friend, he can't, whenever he eats chocolate, it tastes like dog shit. And whenever he hears a dog shitting, it sounds like chocolate. It sounds delicious.
But I think I have COVID. Because every time I hear Poseidon, it sounds like fucking shit, bro.
Your taste and smell still sound good?
Never went away.
Okay. Never went away. That's good.
Yeah.
That's very important.
Tastes the same. Everything tastes the same.
You're still eating the same stuff?
Roughly, yeah.
So what happened when you got sick? Did you start feeling sick at your girlfriend's house and then you're like, oh shit, I think I might have COVID? Or did you try to fight it off? You're like, nah.
No, I woke up. And I was feeling like shit. I'm like, yo, I gotta like really shit. I'm like, yo, I gotta take a test because I'm going back to Montreal soon, right?
So, oh, and you weren't worried about infecting her parents. You just didn't want to bring it back to the city.
Well, I didn't want you to catch it.
Via the internet.
You didn't care about her mom and dad or your girl. You were just, we have to protect Mike. Well, no, Mike and Pentelis have to be...
My girlfriend's young, so she beat it also. Her parents are both very healthy.
They both
beat it. Her mother didn't get any symptoms.
Did she test positive?
She didn't test yet, but she didn't have any symptoms.
Okay. So maybe she didn't get it.
Yeah. Maybe she didn't get it, yeah. But she's like super healthy, the mom. She like eats raw ginger, bro.
Yeah, that's what makes her healthy.
I tried ginger. I was like, I almost puked, bro.
You did beat the odds, though, because the over-under was you getting COVID 2 years ago.
Yeah. I'm surprised. Yeah. I figured you'd be the first one to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you started it. That's how serious I was.
And gave it to some fucking Chinese guy going back to Wuhan.
Yeah. And then we blame him.
And we know I didn't catch it these 2 years because you can't catch it twice.
I think you can, though.
Yeah, you can. No. A lot of people caught it twice.
I think you catch it twice.
The doctor explained that you can't.
What doctor?
What doctor?
Peter McCullough.
I don't know if that's what he said.
He said that. It's impossible. I listened to almost the whole
episode. I know people who got it twice.
Yeah, so do
I. No, he said no. It's impossible. He said it's impossible. You can't catch it
maybe
twice.
Maybe he's going to go back on that statement because I know people that got it twice.
And they tested?
Yeah.
Yeah. They even did a math quiz.
No. Really? Okay, because you were saying it's almost impossible.
It's almost impossible.
Almost impossible.
Yeah, they're not common. Yeah. It depends on what strain you had. There's a lot of little variables. Okay, it's not everybody who guesses is going to get it again. It's way, way more rare if you already got it. But it's not impossible. Okay, it's like the flu. Some people get it twice in the same season, you know, before this, because now the flu doesn't exist. But before this, some people would get it multiple times the same fucking season, which is unheard of. Normally, you get it once and then you're done.
Really?
Yeah, some people, bro. It depends on your system.
I hadn't gotten the flu since I'm a teenager.
Well, you got it now.
So, yeah.
But at least you're healthy. So everyone's getting it.
Yeah.
But yeah. So many comedians got it in Montreal. But everyone's reporting the same thing that Poseidon reported. Just chilling.
Pretty much nothing, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Some people, and what's weird though, like Geraldine got it. He said he had nothing, like when he was contagious, but now that he isn't, he's tired.
Oh, yeah. Well, tired, it's going to stay with you a while, they say some people. Yeah,
apparently it stays a month.
Yeah.
Which really? Isn't the end of the world.
I don't like, feel tired at tired all.
Being off. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so I don't.
Even if,
but you don't know what feel tired means
for a month.
Yeah, you don't know what feel tired means, Poseidon, because you always feel fucking tired. So the fact that you just said I don't feel tired at all is crazy to me.
No, I slept 5 hours. I feel great. Well, that's because I hibernated while I was away, so I got like a bunch of rest in like 9 days. So like I'm ready to fucking rock and roll, bro. Fucking ready, bro.
Well, you can't get to work, so. I don't know what kind of rock and roll.
There you go. I'm fucking positive.
What kind of news stories do you have for us that are not related to fucking squirrels, bro?
You know what I'm worried about now? Because he thought that you can't get COVID twice. I'm pretty sure he's going to give syphilis to a bunch of people.
You can't get it if you close your eyes. Everybody knows this.
The doctor said so.
What doctor? The guy. Peter Pan. Whatever his name is.
All right. Let's go. Let's go back to the stories.
Okay. Oh, it is an animal story.
What is going on with you?
Cats cause hundreds of house fires and injuries is by 30 non-homes.
Is this show sponsored by Modu?
Yeah.
Do we have some fucking sort of animal thing?
You have the same search history as the Grinch.
Yeah. I just realized the doctor he was talking about is Dr. Ballard.
Cats cause hundreds of house fires and injuries by turning on stoves.
Yeah. So this is more specifically in South Korea.
Okay.
So
so these are North Korean trained cats?
You make
military sabotage?
Quite possibly, right? Attack them where they live, right?
It's Kim Jong-un training all these fucking cats.
They have
pigeons
pussy.
That are drones.
What?
Who has pigeons that are drones?
North Korea.
Why don't they just have drones?
Yeah. Because they can't afford them.
You got to camouflage them.
Why do you have to camouflage them? They're drones.
Well, because like they're
aren't pigeons, people going to notice that the pigeon never lowers its arms and it...
No, they do. And it's got propellers. They're like mechanical wings.
You're like, oh, look at that pigeon.
Hold on. Are you telling me that they have it looks like a real pigeon? Pull that up, bro. I got to see that.
No. That's just fucking Kim Jong-un lying.
Yeah, there's no way.
He's like, look at that drone.
Pigeon drone. Yeah. Hold on.
Oh, this is so stupid.
This isn't real,
this
bro.
Seems like you're
the dumbest person on the internet. Government drones. Why does a pigeon bob its head? Okay, so you think pigeons are drones? Fuck, you're dumb. Look at that one, bro. That's a North Korean pigeon drone.
It has a camera. It has a digital camera from 2002, bro.
But who would think that that's a pigeon? Who would fall for it?
I was fucking joking, bro.
But no, pigeon drones is a real thing. We just saw it when you Googled it. People think that pigeons are drones.
No, I know.
You knew that people thought pigeons were drones?
Yeah, I know.
You knew that?
What?
It said, when you brought it up, it said that people believe that pigeons are drones.
Yeah, I know that.
So you knew that there's people that believe that pigeons are not real, they're drones?
Yep.
You never shared that information with us?
You know what Poseidon's thinking right now? He's like, these two dummies think that pigeons are real.
Yeah, I never heard.
I don't know.
They don't get it that they're feathery robots.
No.
Wait, explain this to me.
No, pigeons aren't drones, bro. Let's stop fucking around here for a second.
I'm not the one who said it. It's your fucking friends in the Undersquare lobby. Like, just explain to me what that is.
My friends? Bro, man, I'm a double agent, bro.
Your colleagues.
Your colleagues
in Korea.
So is that a Korean thing or it's North American thing, the pigeon drone thing?
No, it's Chinese, apparently.
So Chinese pigeons are really drones?
So there was a conspiracy theory a while back, and I read into it a little bit, and they were showing images of basically pigeons. They were spreading their wings, and they had like Chinese lettering printed on the wings and shit, And we're showing, look, it's a drone. It's mechanical.
So these Chinese fucking people,
pigeon drones.
I was going to say dummies, are making pigeon drones that look exactly like pigeons, but they're like, let's write Chinese stuff on their wings.
Well, no, because if it's a drone and it comes back, you got to identify it type of shit, right?
What do you mean you got to identify it? It's a drone. It came back. You know it's your drone.
Yeah, but it's not real.
Couldn't you test the computer in the drone? You don't have to, like, put a number on the side of it?
Look. Hold on.
Like, couldn't you just scan the pigeon drone's eyes and get all the info instead of having to write?
Had found it on Twitter, man.
Twitter, man?
No. Sorry. No, I had found it on Twitter.
Is it OJ? Is this Twitter man? No.
Hello, Twitter world.
Hello, Twitter world. Pigeons aren't real. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had found it on Twitter. I can't find the image.
This is so stupid.
But basically, it was an image like this. Look, I'll show you.
Because the images you just showed us, that's what it said. It said new.
Look, it was an
that
image like this.
Poor pigeon.
It was an image like this, and it was spreading out the wing, and then there was like Chinese lettering on
it. That's just a pigeon, bro.
I understand. And I'm like, obviously it's fucking Photoshop and people are fucking retards. But I'm just saying that's the conspiracy theory I'd seen a while ago.
Look at the picture, the Asian guy filming close up the pigeon's eyes. I want to see that.
That's so stupid.
What a fucking, imagine this guy's life.
What's
He's
that?
Like, I'm on to something.
What's that profile photo on the left, the black one?
Which one? This one?
No, down.
This one?
Yeah. What's that? Click on it.
Oh, camera.
A wireless antenna.
Oh, I gotta see this.
Oh fuck! This is a fucking what do you call this
the
image?
PNG.
Bro? The one with, yeah, PNG. Yeah. There's a camera. There's a speaker, microphone, all kinds of shit. People are whacked, bro.
Fuck, bro! This is the world we live in. This is why they want us quarantining. It's for these people.
God damn.
Yeah.
So the premier here said that there's a curfew, and then he said you're not allowed to walk your dog after 10. And I think they're supposed to backtrack on it now because people flipped out. They go, what are you talking about? Like, this has nothing to do with health.
What if the dog needs to go?
But that's what everyone's saying. Yeah. It has nothing to do.
No one's respecting that, though, I assume. Like, if you have a dog, you might not go for a walk like fucking 9 miles, but you're going to. I don't think cops will stop you if your dog's peeing in front of your house.
And plus, it's very cold. So most dogs, unless it's like a husky or like a German shepherd,
or
they can't. Or a drone. They're not very resistant to the cold. Like my little dog, my mom's dog, when I take her out to pee sometimes, bro, like 2 minutes max, she pees.
When you take your mom
rushes.
Out to pee?
My mom's dog.
Okay.
My mom's dog.
Okay.
She's a small half Dachshund, half Chihuahua.
Dachshund.
Like I got to take her out, and it, like 2 minutes max, she pees like speedy peeing, and then she rushes back into the house. It's too cold, bro.
It's too cold.
Months.
Because she's fucking afraid of the curfew.
Yeah. She knows. She's like, I'm not going to get beat up by these guys. Plus, it's a brown
dog.
She doesn't
have brown fur.
She's not taking chances.
She doesn't have brown fur.
Yeah. Fuck these guys. I heard what they do. No, I hope people are not respecting it. Fuck that shit. Yeah. So stupid. We have our papers here, though, but now I don't know who's going to be working late this week since I don't even think I could do the intellectuals properly this week.
No.
If he's not healthy.
I think the intellectuals with him with that setup and Guido with Guido's equivalent setup could be amazing.
Maybe, but Guido doesn't have a setup. I don't know what to do for him.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing. Yeah, Guido doesn't have a setup.
I'm not even joking. I'm not joking. Guido came to replace Poseidon on Pantel's Live. So he's like, I got stories ready. So he came in. He sat down. He's like, can I use this laptop? He had a laptop. Where I don't know where he found it. It's not a laptop. It was one of those Chromebooks. He opens it up. He's like, all right, 3% battery. And I was like, what?
For real?
Yeah. So it died before the show started, number one. Okay? It died before the show started, number one. And then number two, when we left, when the show was done, He's like, yeah, bro, can I use your phone? Because my phone's dead. Like, he doesn't charge any of his equipment. So he, there's no way he's going to have his setup or it's going to be unplugged. There's no way it could work.
unless you both go in studio and I do it from my setup.
Yeah. I can actually, I could do it. Yeah, I could do something with that, yeah.
With OBS and anyway.
Yeah. I could do something with that, maybe.
No.
Then I have to have you in my ears and him in front of me. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's and something. But I fucking honestly, I hate this. I like being in the same room as everyone.
Yeah, well, the energy is different because, like, a lot of times, like, what happens over this shit is, like, we will talk over each other and we don't realize we're kind of talking over each other sometimes. And the other
guy
cuts.
I think we realize it.
Yeah, we kind of get it.
Well, we realize it, but I mean, like.
What's that? I think, hold on, I want to say something.
We catch it a little later.
Wait, hold on. Let me, I'm not sure. Yeah, let me finish.
We catch it a little later.
I think,
later
though, maybe.
What?
Let him finish, Poseidon. What are you doing?
So, what'd you guys get for Christmas?
AIDS. What did I get? I got a sweater of Macaulay Culkin, Home Alone sweater. Oh. I got a Home Alone sweater. I like that. I forgot what I because I didn't want anything, but people got me like pajama pants, scarf. My mom got me a scarf. I told people not to get me anything, so they got me little things like I could use. I got little things like that. Yeah, it was fun. I just like the fact that I got to relax for a couple of days.
Nice.
Mike, what'd you get? Good.
I got games, like board games.
What game?
I have a bunch of like, I don't even know the names. One of it is you have to build a city. And then the rest are like, there's one game, it's top five. So you have to say, like you get five things and you have to say, how you rank them from 1 to 5, and then the other people try to guess how you rank them.
Okay.
So just little games. I told my wife I didn't want anything because every year she buys me stuff that's really expensive and I never like it. So I told her, just get me stuff that's like cost nothing.
Yeah, just fun.
Yeah.
What's the city game though? I like that you build a city.
Yeah, it's you build buildings and then you have to go on the building and it's kind of like a mix between Risk and Monopoly and chess. Like it's hard to describe, but it's a fun game.
Okay, that sounds like it's right up my alley. Yeah. I was playing video games again, Poseidon. I was playing before I came here, Civilization on the computer.
Oh.
Yeah, I gotta stop. It's a waste of time because you just lose an hour and a half.
Bro, there's the new Total War that came out, the Troy. Oh, bro, I'm like...
Time flies like this.
I'm shaking, bro. I want to buy it so bad. I'm like, don't buy it. And I got to stop myself every time.
Playing Civilization made me understand why things got so out of hand for Hitler. It just, you know, like...
An hour and a half in,
I've murdered, I've committed genocide, and I'm like, oh, who do I kill next? Like, it's just... Because you build on it.
I was... One of the board games that my wife bought me was a thing... It's called how do you rank yourself from 1 to 10? And then let's say the subject is Hitler. And then you say, okay, I know Hitler. If you say I know him one out of 1 to 10, the question will be easy. 10, it'll be super hard. And I got Hitler as the question. And the question was, what award did he win in 1939?
Times Man of the Year.
The answer was a Nobel Peace Prize.
Holy shit. They've been giving those out for nothing.
The fucking year that he started the World War. Imagine.
But that's what they did to Obama, too. Do you remember Obama had the same thing?
Yeah.
He started new wars and they gave him the Peace Prize. Yeah.
But he started, like, minor wars.
But still, how do you get a Peace Prize?
Started wars, yeah.
You can't have a Peace Prize in war.
Did Hitler get the Peace Prize before he started the wars or after?
Yeah, he started it before. Yeah. He was going to get another one if he won, but then he lost. So they're like, okay, just give it to Einstein.
If he won and there was peace after, technically.
Yeah. But imagine he got a fucking... same thing. Obama starting two wars and getting a Nobel Peace Prize. But it's crazy.
I think they give it to people they're scared of. They're like, here, just, you know, peace between us. Don't attack us. They just give it to people they're fucking scared of. That's all they do.
Yeah.
Because like the Hitler thing, I've been looking a lot now at documentaries on YouTube about the Second World War. Hitler and the First World War and the Germans and shit. We made as humanity a lot of mistakes. Like the Germans kind of let us know that they were going to fuck everyone over. Mm. And people still gave them like the authority and the ability to create the Third Reich.
Like they are now.
Yeah, like they were kind of planning it. They're like, oh, we're going to fuck you bitches. We don't like that treaty. Mm. We're going to get back to it. We're going to conquer everything. And people are like, these fucking silly Germans. And then they were taking land over and everyone was just appeasing them. They're like, ah, what are you going to do? But
it does sound, when you think about it, it does sound silly that a small country is going to take over the world.
It does. It sounds super villain-esque.
But that's what they did twice.
They tried it twice in the same century.
In the span of 20 years, yeah. That's not even. Fucking 1919, then, yeah, 20 years.
For less, like, if there's reasons that are less crazy that I would ban countries from having militaries. Yeah. And these guys are still allowed to have a fucking standing military.
That's like if I went to court next year for making fun of a disabled kid. If every fucking 10 years I go to court, so I made fun of some little disabled singer.
You're like, look, I'll stop for now.
Every I have a Google alert for disabled singer.
It's only specific. It's just singers. Poseidon, so tell us what you want to tell us after the cats. Something non-cat related.
Raccoon.
I don't know.
You don't have any stories?
This is another animal story.
These are the two Drake Minimum stories of the week. You brought us three animal stories. You brought us a squirrel, a pigeon, and a cat.
So did you go on the animal website? For real, though.
Like, hold on. No, I didn't. It's just, I don't know.
Go on Reddit, animals?
Did you go on Tinder, available options?
This one.
Taliban orders shop owners in Afghanistan to behead all mannequins.
So, yeah, the Taliban has ordered closed shop mannequins to be beheaded because they are, quote unquote, idols.
Whores.
As the brutally continue to wage war on women's freedom. Yeah, these fucking, look at them with their lipstick.
Slutty fucking plastic bitches.
Wait till Lugosi sees this. He's going to ask for the same things. Like, behead them. They can't teach here.
So, what? Where's this guy buying his mannequins? Each mannequin costs $100 or $80 or $70.
Like, you have a better deal on mannequins? How do you know the price for mannequins?
Yeah, how do you have a mannequin guy? You don't know what the price of mannequins are.
Hold on.
Dummy is paying $70 for mannequins? He's not good at business.
You can fuck him for less.
Hold on, bro.
I don't know what the average rate is.
Yeah. What is that one for? $1,500.
How much? Yeah, and how much did you think a mannequin
adult
cost?
Water. Oh, this is a water restroom mannequin.
Oh, it was found in the water.
No, but like for lifeguards.
Oh, no, it's how to swim.
Yeah.
No. Like,
you think it's like those old GI Joes? It moves its arms.
No. Like, you throw it in the water.
Why would you throw it in the water? You just paid money for it.
See on Amazon, bro.
I don't think you could buy a full body mannequin on Amazon. Yo, are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're going to be able to go out of the house.
Bro, a head mannequin is fucking $35, bro.
A head mannequin?
A head.
Yeah. This one's $27, bro.
Yeah, first of all, a head mannequin sounds like the mannequin in charge.
That one's disgusting. Why does this one look like this? The
Huberry
model.
Hold on. Look at it. Hold on.
Oh, grab that one. It's a full body one.
Yeah, get the naked man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mannequins for sale.
Oh. Wait. Go back. Write, instead of Google, write something that starts with P. I want to see.
Pigeon dreams. Pigeon dreams.
Oh, you don't have any porn stuff. Okay.
No, because I always do it on private browsing.
Okay.
What's that?
Look, bro, it's fucking $27 to $34, bro. What is this guy talking about? $100 a mannequin, bro.
Well, look, the black mannequin is what is that? US 86.
Okay, this one with the gold stuff and the fiberglass.
Bro, wait, the one on the right has abs.
Yeah, this one, $79 to $125. This one is $14 to $16, bro. What is he talking about?
Yeah, but
bro, what
click kind of on it. It's probably not real size. Click on it. It's not like mannequin size.
He lives in a country that doesn't really have much internet, so maybe he's not getting the best deals
on mannequins.
Yeah, but he's right next to China, bro.
Yeah, but what do you think? He has like a good deal on mannequins. He's not a store owner.
Yeah,
he's just some minister.
He's not that close to China. Like, he doesn't have a back door to his fucking shop.
No.
Click on that. I'm just curious to the size of those ones, the $14 ones. No, the $14 ones. Is it actual size and that much cheaper than the rest?
No, it's probably
miniature.
16 inches.
10 to 199 pieces. Let's say 200 pieces is $14 a piece.
200 pieces?
All right. Yeah, $14 a piece.
How high are they? How big are they?
But okay, these are kind of weird, actually. Hot sale plastic.
They look body tiny.
They look really tiny, yeah.
It's for clothes. It's for clothes. It says it right here, for clothes.
For dwarf clothes, baby clothes.
No, for clothes. So, like, it's fucking...
what site is this? Bro. Alibaba? You come here a lot?
Yeah, bro.
What do you buy from here?
Drop shipping, bro. I look at
drop shipping?
No, like, I look at drop shipping opportunities sometimes.
I look at drop shipping opportunities? What does that mean? You sound like a telemarketer.
No, you know, on Amazon, you could drop ship and shit, right?
Hey, yo guy, come here. I got some drop shipping opportunities for you. You interested? You look like you like business. You know about business. Yeah. What do you mean you look into drop shipping opportunities?
Poseidon has a page on Amazon. It's just written drop shipping.
No, because like you
can make $1 million.
Because you could take an item that's hot, that's selling on Amazon, like a, let's say, a back scratcher, right?
Very hot item.
Hot ticket items. We're about to hear how he got the back scratcher.
How he was able to afford those sweet, sweet curtains / sheets.
They two in one, the Transformers. So slow, my mind. If it gets too cold, he lets the sunlight in and drapes himself.
So, like, hold on.
Yo, how steamy is that bathroom right now?
When people sleep over at his house, he's like, you prefer having sheets or sunlight in your eyes? I can't do both. Okay. I can't protect you from both.
Wait, Poseidon, how steamy is the bathroom right now? It's cold outside. It's got to be steamy.
Right now, it's not steamy. Right now, it's not steamy. I've turned on my heating because I'm going to be here for a while.
Oh, nice.
Mr. Moneybag.
Look at this guy.
Yeah. So, look at this, right? So, you see this one on the right over here? This one is $6. This
the one that the girl's using?
Right.
Oh, that one.
This one, the silver one.
Yeah.
My mouse is over it. Yeah. So, it's $6. It's a premium silver one. So, you see
premium silver backstory. Do you want me to get you that?
Yeah. No. I don't want it.
I'll buy it for you right now.
You can get that on AliExpress for $4.99 and make sweet profit of $1. All you have to do is be by your computer 24 hours a day to process the orders.
No. You ship them over to the Amazon warehouse.
Yeah, but you need to tell the guy where to ship them, don't you?
I just got to say something. To the FBI agent that's looking at Poseidon's search history, who went from pigeon drones to Alibaba silver back scratcher. He's like, bro, this guy leads weird life.
Bro, it's $1. It's $1.03 a piece. So you make for 200 pieces, bro. You get 200 pieces at fucking $2,000 over here, bro. And you sell them at fucking $6 a pop. That's $5 profit, bro. With shipping and everything. Let's say you make $1 profit off of everything, right? That's $1 off 200 pieces. You just made $2,000 in a month.
A dollar on 200 pieces is not $2,000. It's 200. So you made 200 for spending days, 24/7 in front of your computer. You made a sweet $200.
Bro, you make a dollar 200 times, you know, $2,000.
You're a millionaire. You're a millionaire. No. Do the math. No. It's simple. They sell at $2. You sell at $5. You sell four of them. That's $9 million.
So here's what's gonna happen. Here's what's gonna happen. You buy a back scratcher for me, right? I bought it for $4. You could buy it off me for like $5. There's a dollar difference there, right? But it's not just me and you. You sell that to 800 more people. $9 million. We got to retire. We just retire right after that. So all we need is 800 back scratchers. We retire.
And the market for the people buying metal back scratchers on Amazon is unlimited.
Pretty niche.
I was just using that as an example. Okay. But you could take something like doggy bags.
But can I say something right now, Poseidon? The way you're dressed today, you look like the type of person that would come up with these plans.
Yeah.
Well, like, let's say poop bags for your dog, right?
Let's
everyone
say it.
Buys that. Everyone who has a dog, right?
Yeah. You can, even people that don't have dogs. Fucking... Who doesn't like a good poop bag?
He's right.
If they're cheap, if the price is right.
If I feel like I can make a hefty profit, I'm going to buy the poop bags.
Fucking multi-level poop bag business.
You know what was surprisingly expensive?
Money, bro.
I went to buy a toilet seat that I bought like a year or two ago, like the same one on Amazon, and it was $36, and they were trying to sell it for $110.
Jesus fuck, for a toilet seat?
A toilet seat.
Goddamn.
Yeah.
I had no idea. If you had asked me, like if we played like Price is Right, you asked me, how much is a toilet seat? I would have said like $22.
Yeah, $30 seems like a reasonable price range. That's what I had gotten because I was getting my mom the same one. And it said $107 now. And I was like, yeah, no. That's a ripoff.
I think someone's going to be drop shipping toilet seats in the next couple of days.
But look at Poseidon Googling.
On Amazon, a golden toilet seat is like $50, bro.
Yeah, but you don't want a golden toilet seat. You want a comfortable one.
No, you just get the plastic one and it looks like gold, bro.
No.
You don't want something that looks like gold. You're not going to know if someone peed on your seat.
And it's going
to... But I live alone.
And the color's going to... Your girlfriend.
Yeah, when she comes over, but she sits down.
That's even worse. She's not going to see... She's not going to see when you pissed on it, and then it's done.
I'm not going to piss. Who pisses with a toilet seat down, bro?
You!
What are you talking about?
Bro, listen, we've had this talk before. You've destroyed these goddamn bathrooms numerous times.
No, I haven't.
Okay, look at he couldn't even finish the sentence. He did this. I have.
hold on.
Bro, he goes into these bathrooms, Mike, and it's like, fuck, we got to call the janitor. No respect for public restrooms.
Sometimes I take really big shits, bro, but I'm a very large man. What do you want me to do, bro?
It's not just the shits. It's peeing everywhere.
I don't piss everywhere.
You do piss everywhere. We remember last time when I started yelling at you. I go, bro,
droplets, bro.
Well, how did I throw? Bro, there was piss everywhere. I threw yellow droplets on the toilet seat. Is that what
they
I did?
Yellow,
and there was on the floor leading to where he went to wash his hands. And I was like, bro, come on. No. And then he's looking at me. He's like, bro, I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
No. You know why there's water, bro? Why there's water? It's because like when I go take a shit, right? Instead of putting toilet paper down, is I'll open the sink and grab water from the sink and throw it on the toilet bowl.
Hold on a second. So you're saying that in that restroom that Mike's been to, he knows it, you come out of the public restroom, out of the stall with shit, and you go to the sink that's ahead?
No. Before I take a shit, instead of putting toilet paper down like a normal human being,
okay,
I don't like the feeling on my buttocks, right?
So what you I do wash is, the seat with so soap and water?
Of course, yeah.
No, that's true.
I grab water and I throw it, and then I throw soap on
top.
No,
that's true, because I've walked in at the same time that he walks in. Sometimes I go take a piss, takes a shit, he goes in, closes the door, and puts paper. He doesn't do what he's saying.
Oh, then in that case, when somebody else is in there with me, what I do is I spit.
He's a disgusting human being.
Yeah.
The disgust. I hope you get your golden toilet seat, and I hope it's cheap spray paint gold, and then your ass is yellow.
The other day I was on YouTube, and I don't know how I ended up on a video, but it was a video of a guy showing you how to convert your toilet into a gold-plated toilet using aluminum foil and a hair blower and dye. And I actually watched it, and it was fucking disgusting. It was just so cheap. He was like, people are going to freak out when they come to your house. They think your toilet is gold. But then you could tell it was just melted down aluminum foil with paint.
But why would you do that? What do you have to... Who's going to come to your house and be like, you have a gold toilet? That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, who's going to be impressed by that?
Poseidon, he just lifted his hand.
God damn.
That's a joke. I'm fucking
That's
around.
How I used to picture, like, when the 80s Trump, when he came out with those books like The Art of the Deal, that's how I used to picture his toilet. Because he used to have a bathroom that the sink was gold.
Yeah.
And it makes no sense to me, having a golden sink.
It's a waste of gold. Well,
In Dubai, they have hotels, like the super executive suites or whatever. They have like gold toilet seats and gold sinks and gold countertops and shit. It's crazy.
It's excessive. It's like they're trying to prove something.
It's a little much.
It's a little much.
They have a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah, like, look, it's a gold toilet seat. Don't look at the Pakistanis we murdered. Look, close your eyes to slavery. There's a golden toilet seat. That's what it is. It's all a sham.
Yeah.
Are you right, Poseidon?
I'm googling the golden rooms and shit. Yeah, like, look, they look like this, bro.
I love that Poseidon's computer can't handle a web page and his camera at the same time.
Oh, I thought it'd be tacky and horrible, but it's very classy. God damn, look at that. I can't believe having a bathroom like that probably costs like $9 million to build.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't, it looks fake, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They use solid gold. Have you heard of the, when they put like solid gold, when they paint their car with solid gold and shit, bro, these guys.
I like it. That was like three and a half sentences. You heard, I like it when you see, I like it. I like it when you heard, when you see they have solid gold in their car.
These guys.
Okay, guy. So, Poseidon, what are your plans for today since you're stuck in the house?
I'm going to chill, play some video games, read some books.
Okay. And by chill, he means just be chilly and shake.
Yeah, chilly and shake. He's not going to read books, but he might play a game if his console allows him. What game are you going to play?
I'm probably going to live stream Warzone.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. He's giving me a lot. I just heard his stomach growl. Did you hear that? Was that just me? Did you hear that?
That was like stomach.
It's almost like he stopped talking so we could hear the stomach.
He just stopped talking. He's like, yes, correct. It's like, it's not a deposition. Oh, no.
I'm probably going to use my air fryer.
To fry some air?
No, because I got, for Christmas, I got an air fryer.
Oh, nice. And a Keurig. Oh, yeah, we never asked you what you got for Christmas. So you got an air fryer and you got
which makes it more funny. I got an air fryer. Yeah, I got a Keurig. It's fucking amazing. But I'm never buying coffee again in my life.
You're going to have to buy those little capsules. Yeah. They don't.
No, I know. But what I mean,
this thing's like automatic.
Fucking water. But the first 12 were delicious. After that, they taste like water.
Yeah.
I got some. I got cologne.
What's it? What exactly is an air fryer?
So basically, it's I don't. Oh, here. You know what? We'll Google it.
Don't you have one at your house?
You can. Yeah, you can. You can replace a fryer. It's just you put one spoonful of oil and then the hot air. It's basically you cook it in a dryer.
Is that really what it is?
It's a dryer with a spoonful of air. And it used to be like, I have an old one they weren't that good, but now they even have, like, if you click on the one third, like second row down, go down the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the seventh one over, like two over. That one. See that? I think is a toaster too. So it's a toaster oven air fryer.
So you fry stuff but without greasing it up?
Yeah, like you can make French fries, with just potatoes, a spoonful of oil, and they taste like real French fries.
And shit tastes good out of this?
Yeah, it tastes good.
But you can even make muffins.
Is it dangerous?
No.
Because I have There's a pressure no cooker, and I've never used it, because I heard it's dangerous.
What?
Oh, a pressure cooker's not dangerous. Oh. No, but air fryer is it cooks fairly quickly, and it's a good way to eat fried food without much oil.
Yeah.
So what do I need the pressure cooker for?
Pressure cooker, I think it's just for cooking like stews and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Pastas, I think. Pastas, rice.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, pastas. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I could be using it.
Yeah.
I always mix up, though, pressure cooker and slow cooker.
I have
So I think I just described what you can cook with a slow cooker.
Poseidon's a slow cooker and a learner.
Yeah.
Oh, this one's a slow cooker. Yeah, the stew is more like, well, yeah, what you said is the slow cooker.
Slow cooker.
No, I have a pressure cooker.
The good thing about a slow cooker is it makes stew, and then when it's done, it gives you a big hug.
Yeah.
So I made spaghetti. I made pizzetti.
Hold on.
I watched Toy Story 4 over the weekend.
Okay.
And they introduced a mentally retarded toy.
I think is the mentally retarded toy, the French version is François Bellefeuille. It's the fork thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they introduced a retarded character, and I was like, what the fuck? That's kind of hilarious, because it was a dark movie for kids.
Yeah.
And then they just have, it's like, look, this guy, you know, his one eye's bigger than the other. He's fucking goofy. He's a retard, this guy. And I was like, fuck, that's crazy. Like, for kids. Yeah, he's retarded. I don't know who plays him in English, though, but Bellefeuille does him in French?
Yeah, and the French version, Mike Patterson plays Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, the Keanu Reeves, the Canadian toy. Yeah, that I heard. But I watched it in English.
Yeah, I never watch French versions of movies like that. I've never seen that one, but if I were to watch it, I'd watch a French version just to see Mike Patterson.
I should have just switched
to Mike Patterson.
I didn't think about it at the time. I was more mesmerized by the retarded character.
Is he like a full-on retard? Or
in the beginning, he's full-on retard, and then he just becomes like a little dopey.
Okay.
But in the beginning, he's full-on retard. Like, it's offensive.
Okay.
Like, in the beginning.
I want to watch it now.
Yeah.
Where is it, anywhere that we can see it for free? Or?
Yeah, I watched it. Either I saw it on Netflix or Disney Plus, one of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Yeah, it's fun.
I love retards.
It's well made. Those fucking Pixar movies are well made. Are you right, Poseidon?
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
What did you just do? What was that?
No, because when I said I love retards.
Oh, that's like, fuck, bro, the way you look with those glasses, too, and that hair right now is amazing. It looks like we're looking into a time machine.
Yeah. You look like someone that just retired in Florida. Like, you just bought a timeshare in a 55-year-old plus sort of resort.
You look like a guy. This is a photo of a guy in the 80s who right now got Me Too'd.
Yeah.
That's what you look like.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're a guy that made money with importing boats and cocaine in the 80s. And now you're in prison because everyone you've ever met got molested.
Yeah. You look like a guy who tried to convince girls to suck your dick for a role in a movie that was never made.
Oh, my God.
And the only movie that was made was you with a hidden camera while they were sucking your dick.
Yeah. Revenge porn.
By the way, speaking of like shit like that, have you guys seen the movie Night Hunter?
No.
Oh, yeah, I did see it.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's all right. But it's a movie about Henry Cavill's in it with the guy there, the guy with the rings in the Iron Man movie, the old guy. What's his fucking name, this guy? And basically, they're hunting pedophiles.
Did it scare you?
No.
Did you lock your doors? Or you were like, okay, it's just a movie. They can't find
it. It's fiction. That's an actor.
I couldn't sleep that night, bro. I had a hard time sleeping.
Henry Cavill's going to get me.
I can fake COVID and come back to Montreal.
I left my hard drive. I left my hard drive at my in-laws. I left him with COVID and a hard drive.
Imagine being a pedophile leaving your hard drive at your in-laws' house. Just so your fucking poor mother-in-law gets in trouble.
By the way, speaking of not being able to sleep, bro, I had the fucking, I think, one of the craziest dreams. I had a lucid dream, a dream within a dream, and sleep paralysis all at the same time. Bro, it was fucking what insane. Happened? So the dream starts off, I'm driving like this old school like limo, like from the 70s or the 80s, like those old presidential limos, right? I'm driving that limo around and shit. And some shit going on. And then my brothers are in it. And then there's like a diabolical goat.
So you're working for your brothers in this?
No.
Because you're driving the limo and they're in the back.
Yeah. No. They're not in the back. I'm just driving.
Are you talking to them? You're like, this is awesome, boys. And then you hear, they're like, fellas.
No, it's my car. It's my car.
It's your limo.
But you're driving it.
I'm driving it. Yeah. I used it as like my daily car in the dream.
Okay, that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense.
I thought it was cool. Because I'm a wacky fucking human being.
That's what bus drivers do. The bus is just their daily car.
Yeah, exactly. And one of my brothers was being the youngest one. He was being chased by a diabolical goat.
And, a diabolical goat?
Yeah. It was like demonic and shit. And everywhere it went, it had like pestilence and shit. It was fucking crazy. And people were dying around it. And then like I had to fight the goat. So I killed the fucking goat, right? And then there's a witch that's after my other brother.
How did you kill it?
I don't know. I just fucking fought it with my fists.
So you punched a goat to death?
Yeah, I guess. And then there was a witch.
What do you mean you guess? It's your fucking dream.
Was it fighting back or were you just punching a goat?
No, it was fighting. It was trying to kill me too, right?
How?
And I don't fucking know, bro.
By crying and yelling.
and then there was a witch.
It threatened to cancel me.
There was a witch that was trying to murder my other brother, and then like from really far away, she was beautiful. But when she got closer, she was like, ew, like disgusting. Then I fought the witch, I killed the witch, and then after that,
you punched her too?
I guess.
And then, ugly before you started punching her, or just at the end of the fight?
At the end of the fight.
Okay, yeah.
And then what happened was, there was like these four demons. They were trying to rape me. I was like, yo, why y'all trying to rape me? This is kind of gay. Y'all are kind of gay. And they're like, oh, fuck you. No, we're not gay. I'm like, fuck you. You're gay. So I bullied them, calling them faggots. And then they transformed into like these big 8-foot monsters. And then they started punching me. And then I fought back. And then I killed them. And then after that.
So you avoided rape by the demons.
Yeah, basically. And then after that, I was driving around my limo and then something popped up and I was about to get into a car accident. And then I woke up, but I woke up in another dream, right? And in the dream, in the second fucking dream, bro, I was in bed and in the door frame, bro, there was like a scrawny, decrepit fucking shadow figure and I couldn't move in my second dream and I was trying to get up and I couldn't fucking get up. And then as I was like, get up. I couldn't get up. It kept coming closer, bro. And then when it got like to the edge of the bed, I woke up in my real life. I was like, what the fuck just happened?
What if you didn't have a second dream? What if that was real life?
That wasn't. It wasn't.
Could be.
How about
if this is a dream right now?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't feel myself pinching. But how crazy is that?
Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
I'm awake.
No, you're not. Maybe it was a real dream. Maybe the second one wasn't a dream. Maybe it was a real demon in your house.
No, the second one was a dream. Because I woke up.
That's what a demon would want you to think.
Yeah.
And sounds I was able to move, yeah. Do you think I got possessed?
No, then you would have been able to move.
Oh, I see.
I think
because I woke up twice. Because the room was different. It was a different room.
How different?
When I woke up, I don't know. It was a different room.
And you had this nightmare after you watched a pedophile movie?
No. I watched a pedophile movie at the beginning of my stay, and then this was the last day I slept there.
Oh, this was at their house.
Huh?
I thought you had this at your house tonight.
No. This was Saturday night. I had this. Oh, that's Sunday funny. Morning, I had this dream.
Oh, do you have though? Probably like with COVID, since it's like a bad flu. Like when you have a flu, you have fucking crazy nightmares.
Yeah.
So it's really? Probably like a flu nightmare you had.
And you weren't comfortable 100% because you were not in your home?
Maybe. But I had nice dreams, though. I sleep well, usually.
No, no. But you don't usually have COVID.
Yeah, that's true. But like when I'm at my girl's place, like I don't really have nightmares.
That's neither here nor there. That's not what Mike said. Mike didn't blame your girlfriend for the nightmares.
He I know. But
yeah, you went with the blaming the girlfriend. Yeah.
No, because you said no,
I love her. I love her. Yeah, okay, I don't like her sometimes. But whoever said that I can't love her, like I still love her. Yeah, she annoys me. I don't want to look at her. Sometimes I avoid her phone calls. But I love her.
That's what I'm saying.
She doesn't have a penis, but still. I mean, yes, it's the same.
Yeah, yeah. You learn to live with it. Yeah. I tried fucking her brother. Okay, whatever. It happens. Like it's family stuff.
But yeah, that was my dream.
I had a weird dream last night. It's not even a good dream. But in my dream, I had transformed a little house next to my house into a podcasting studio, and then in my dream, I was like, I knew it was a dream, and I was like, fuck. I should transform this house in real life into a podcasting studio. And I was like, how big is it? And then I was in my dream looking for a tape measure. And then I was like, I'm not going to get the right size because this is a dream. So I'll wake up and then I'll find a plan of my house so that I'll have the right dimensions. So I woke up and then I got up and then I went downstairs. I was like going to go to my basement to find plans to the house. And then going down the stairs, I was like, there is no fucking little house next to my house. Like, I woke up to look for, like, the size of a little house that doesn't exist.
But that lot is empty, no?
No, the house in Longueuil.
Oh, okay.
Like, for some reason, in my dream, that my house in Longueuil, I had a little house that was equipped to be a radio studio in the old days. So there was microphones and there was everything, but there wasn't an internet connection. So that's the only thing I had to change in my dream was to connect the internet.
Oh, that's easy. Building.
Yeah, which is fairly easy. But then when I woke up, I was like, no, in real life, it's not a studio. It's just an empty building. So I got to find how big that empty building is. And then it took me like I had to go downstairs to realize, what? There is no empty building.
Oh, that's funny, though, that you always think about podcasting.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'm always thinking of podcasting. I have Poseidon, I'm taking over your job this week. We got our friends that are renting it. You can't produce their show, so I'm going to be here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey. Yeah, I got the COVID.
What a weird fucking kid. All right, look. Yeah. I'm very sorry for this shit show, guys, but you know, Poseidon can't protect himself or his family, apparently. Look, we don't want you to forget.
It's an airborne virus.
At the moment, things look like they will be open in the summer. So if you weren't aware of it before, you're going to be aware of it now. SantreBrag.com is where you go to get tickets for this summer's biggest event. It is Mike Ward Suzekut live at the Montreal Bell Center. Already over 18,000 tickets sold. Are you going to be the next 2,000? Probably. I hope so at some point. SantreBrag.com. It is going to be the biggest live podcast in the history of mankind. So come check it out. And if you're curious and you want to know what Mike Ward Suzekut is about, it's French, number one. It's the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. But you can get all the back episodes on Patreon, patreon.com/Suzekut. You can also catch him on YouTube. But I suggest you subscribe to the Patreon because that's where you can also buy tickets to watch the show live at the Bordel when we come back to being allowed to be inside the Bordel. Apart from that,
eventually.
Apart from that, check out my stuff, pantelliscomedy.com, patreon.com/pantellis. That's where I have all of my podcasts. Also, the ones that I do with Poseidon. Poseidon has
that's
the intellectuals.
Where Poseidon drop ships his episodes.
He drop ships his episodes on patreon.com/pantellis. And he's also going to be more active on his Twitch, twitch.tv/theposeidon69. That's where you go to catch Poseidon playing with children. Nothing. Given me nothing. Mike, did we miss anything?
Nah, I think that's it.
You got it. All right, guys. Thank you for bearing with us, and go fuck yourselves.
and Happy New Year.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.